judges, I know everything you've ever done. And she said, Jesus, Jesus, I ain't got no husband. Jesus, Jesus, I ain't got no husband. Jesus, Jesus, I ain't got no husband. And you don't know everything I ever done. He said, a woman, woman, you got five husbands. Woman, woman, you got five husbands. Woman, woman, you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your own. And she said, this man, he must be a prophet. This man, he must be a prophet. This man, he must be a prophet, for he told me everything I've ever done.
Okay, one of the finger pickers I really liked was Leo Kottke and John Fahey. Isn't quite as well known, but they both were able to pick some hymns on the guitar, and I thought that was really cool. And over the years, I've figured out quite a few hymns on it, but this is one of my favorites, Immortal Invisible. One of the Monkees wrote it, Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, and most songs of the Monkees are memorable, but probably not for any particularly good reason. This one's probably the best one that they did. I don't know if they ever did it even, at least while they were a group.
I've known for a long time the kind of girl you are.
I gotta turn the page on this one, too.
The smile that covers teardrops, the way your head yields to your heart. The things you kept inside of you that most girls couldn't bear. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. Sun shines, and I've seen you when it rains. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. I know I've been blind not to have loved you all this time, but the image of you wasn't clear. I guess I was standing to me, my love, and that's what really counts. What you are to me, my love, is something we can share. Cause I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. Never saw you at all. But now the time has come, my love, and I want to see you more. For now I finally see you like I never did before. I know I've been blind to not have loved you all. I guess I've been standing too near. Yes, it's taken me a while, but I have finally found what you are to me, my love, and that's what really counts. And what you are to me, my love, is something we can share. Cause I've known you for a long time, but I've
corner with that song, going from the religious, which is about love, into some love songs. Although a lot of them in the folk genre are loved them, left them, or I wish they'd leave me kind of songs. So, I guess this next one fits more in that category. It's called Good Morning, Mr. Railroad Man. And I learned it from Woody Guthrie singing, but I'm not sure where it comes from exactly. Let's see, it's way up here. Huh? Thank you. This next one is more associated with Woody Guthrie again. It was one of his favorite songs that I don't believe he wrote either. But it's called Hobo's Lullaby. Okay. You know that we're getting close to the end of the program, but I'm not. The next one is a sprightly and upbeat piece. It is the most sprightly and upbeat My Gal Left Me song that you ever heard, written by some guys from over in England. That you older folks may remember this song. Once before, when I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you through your window. I saw the light. I saw the light. I know that you saw me, 'cause I looked up to see. I'm And the next ones are by a guy that is called a folk singer, Bob Dylan. It's another guy trying to deal with the same kind of issues, actually, just in a little slower, more peaceful manner. Switching to a penny whistle for this. For those of you who aren't familiar with the instrument, it's common in the British Isles, most common with Celtic music and English music as well. It's a simple recorder. It doesn't have a hole in the bottom like recorders do. I'm going to do Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin' with a little beginning that I worked out for it, which may or may not come off well in performance. It's pretty good when I do it by myself. Thank you. talk to you. I wouldn't leave you for nobody else. Ain't misbehaving, I'm just saving my love for you. Be-doo, be-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Be-doo, be-doo, doo-doo, 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 doo-doo. Like Jack Horner on the corner. I don't go nowhere, so what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. But while we're waiting, I don't stay out late, don't go to parties. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm just saving my love for you. Getting close to the end of our appointed hour. Well, let's see. I guess I'll do Paco Bell's Canon a little bit. Everybody knows that Paco Bell's Canon D, when I found I played it in the key of C on the guitar, it was pretty easy. But this is Paco Bell's Canon in C, and it's with a lot of improvisation and my own stuff. By Elizabeth Cotton, that wrote the song Freight Train. This one's less well known, but it's a nice one.
Brad?
Yes?
You're going to include the other one I hope you wrote?
Well, maybe after, yeah, maybe some of the pottery people heard a song I wrote about Jeremiah and the potter, so maybe afterwards, yeah. Okay, as an encore or something, I guess. I already announced the end, so it's got to be an encore after that. potter, and there's the verse in Jeremiah about him going to visit the potter shop, and if you haven't been down there, you're welcome to visit, even if you don't want to get your hands all gooky. But I also combined it with the other important image of the Old Testament of clay, God picking up clay in his hands to make Adam. So God was sort of the first potter, which is why they have some of those hokey pottery songs that embarrass me whenever they do them. I don't know about you guys, but... Jeremiah went to the potter to watch him work one day. He saw how the Lord's like a potter, and we are like the clay. Like the clay God took from the earth and put into his hand. God took the clay and breathed on it, and it became a man. God breathed life into Adam and Eve. God breathes in you and me. If something's wrong inside us, God can set us free. Jeremiah watched the potter working on the wheel, but something deep inside that pot made it wobble and reel. The pot was wrecked. The potter picked it up into his hand. He took the clay and kneaded it, and then began again. 'Cause God breathed life into Adam and Eve, he breathes in you and me. If something's wrong inside us, God can set us free. If something's wrong inside you that you feel bad about, talk to God our Savior, and he can help you out. Give to him your love and trust into his loving hands, and he can make things new again, give you another chance. 'Cause God made life in Adam and Eve, God breathes in you and me. If something's wrong inside us, God can set us free. Thank you.